Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens prepare for Sunday's meeting with Indianapolis.
Good seeing everybody. Even Pete. Yeah. Great day for football. Really enjoyed being out there with the guys. Guys worked super hard. It was good, tough, fundamental football practice, getting ready for the Colts. We have great respect for how hard they play, how young they are, new staff, a lot to get ready for. So what questions do you have? Yeah, the injury is a upper body muscle deal. He's being evaluated, I'd say, this week, just to see what the term of that might be. It'll be multiple weeks, and we'll see where it goes.
John, you've had a lot of emotional big wins in division before. After those games, do you ever have a feeling, or do you plan to right now address the team to maybe avoid that quote-unquote letdown after a loss or a win like that?
Yeah, I'd never use that word. Not even sure how it applies, really, in that sense. But I think we have a mutual understanding right now, kind of a vision for how we want to approach wins and losses and everything else in between. You know, we talk about that. It's not just all of a sudden we've got to come up and say, hey, we won a game, now what? You know, this is something that we're here together every day, you know, and from the off season through training camp, these are the kind of topics that you have when you're building together as a football team. And so, you know, Patrick Queen, be one of the captains this week. He spoke to the guys, and he brought that up in the post-practice little talk he gave there, and did a great job with it. But it wasn't anything anybody wasn't thinking about. You know, it's 1 week at a time. You got to be 1-0 every week, and that's what we're trying to do. And really, 1-0 every day, 1-0 every drill, period, play. That's what we shoot for. Well, I mean, there's some familiarity, but it's really more about how similar they are maybe to teams you've played in the past. They actually have some similarities to Houston defensively, kind of the same family tree defensively, scheme-wise. So that's something that we can use to our advantage in some respect. And it's kind of how it works around the league. I mean, it's kind of the San Francisco-Seattle tree defensively. So you certainly learn to understand how those different kind of groups of coaches operate. Yeah, I'm just going to leave all that up to the injury report. It's not any to our advantage to talk about any of that stuff right now. So we're happy to have Kenyon back, excited about him right now, and everything plays out the way it plays out.
What does he bring other than familiarity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he's talented. I mean, you've seen him. He was in camp in preseason there. He's fast. You know, he's an athletic guy, catches balls out of the backfield. Probably a real good fit in this offense, you know. It's funny. I was watching the Bengals tape last week again from last year as we were kind of preparing, and he was on the tape, and he had good games in those two games he played. And I was thinking, man, Kenyon Drake really looked good in those games. You know, it's kind of like that. And then next thing you know, here he is. I mentioned that to him this morning when he came in. So.
Have you guys haven't allowed a first down in the first quarter yet? How encouraged are you by the fast starts the defense has gotten?
Yeah, very encouraged. Very encouraged by the fast starts. That's something that we work on every day. We have a fast start period in practice every day. We want it to be good. I feel like the guys are just locked in, but you know every game's different. Sometimes you start, sometimes you finish. I think we're trying, you know, just to take it one series at a time and do the best we can.
John, with guys like McCarty and Geno Stone, who for multiple years in a row don't come in as starters, but then when you have to call on them, they play like starters.
Right.
Do you see a common trait between those guys who are able to do that? Or
well, that's a great question, Charles. I mean, I guess you can talk in terms of, you know, professionalism and attention to detail and character and intelligence and toughness and all those kind of things probably are the traits for guys to be able to do that. Guys who are ready because they get ready every day. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, I got to get ready to start now. You know, they've been considering themselves a starter every day in practice from day one and preparing as such. And then therefore, when their opportunity comes, you know, they're ready. What's the old saying? When preparation meets opportunity, that's the formula for success, right? It's kind of it's a truism, you know, and I think those guys have shown that.
John, you'd entertain a sort of a lead question, and as a former special teams coach, do you see that play the Patriots ran to block the kick with the sort of sideways motion.
Sure.
And have you ever seen a play like that? And do you think that could be something that the league might take up?
I haven't seen that. I thought it was a really great play, really well executed. They were able to time up the snap operation perfectly well. It doesn't need to be ruled out because all you have to do is change the tempo of your snap count. So it's more of a surprise play. I think now people that, you know, for that to, if that's something they think a team might do against them, then they'll just kind of change up the timing of the snap count. But what a good idea that was. And they got it. It was a great play. Very, I thought it was brilliant. Yeah, that's the number one issue for sure, Mike. I mean, that front is outstanding. The two tackles are two of the best in the league. You know, Buckner, obviously, pedigree guy, slippery guy, long, plays hard and all kinds of stuff. And Stewart, we loved him in the draft. He's just a load in there, and he's explosive, talented guy. Two defensive ends coming off the edge. One of them, Michigan guy, Quiddy Pay, you know. They play kind of classic to that style. And then inside backers, I mean, you know, you've got 44 is flying all over the field, making plays left and right. And then Leonard, of course, he's 53. He's we all know about him. You know, he's been good for a really long time. And so, that's the heart and soul of their defense right there.
John, you speak of challenges of preparing for two quarterbacks that are pretty different stylistically, whether it be Gardner or Anthony, or know at this point.
Yeah, it's definitely, Pete, something that we've got to take into account. I mean, they run the same offense, but they run it differently, you know. And one might lean toward one area, another might lean toward another area more. And you've got to play to the strengths of the quarterback, so you've got to defend to the strengths of the quarterback. And we've got to defend to the strengths of both of those guys right now at this point in time. But the offense is still kind of intact the way they run it, so that's what we'll be looking at.
John Mustipher stepped in and played a really good game. You have Worley, you're relying on him. Is it kind of a testament to all these guys stepping up, just how, you know, much emphasis you put on kind of the back roster building and finding different ways to acquire players?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously – Our I think our scouting department, personnel department, is the best in the league, you know, from Eric and Ozzy and all the guys over there. They're just tremendous. Joe, Vince, George, just a bunch of guys that do a great job all the way on through the goal group. So that's one thing. And the other thing, you know, we try to coach guys. I mean, there's the development aspect of everything. That's what I think everybody does their best at that. But to me, the credit belongs to the guys themselves, right? I mean, those are the guys that are out there preparing themselves for the opportunity and then making the most of their opportunity, they certainly deserve the credit.
We can do two more guys.
John, when you have, I think eight guys not being able to practice, does that limit, do you have to change practice at all? That's a good chunk of the roster.
That's a great question. And no, you really don't, because they expanded the practice squads, you know, so that's allowed us to maintain a good practice. So that was a good move the NFL made. Right. Good question. I just feel like he's just picked up where he left off and continued to grow. You know, he's got a growth mindset every day. He doesn't let anything slow him down. There's no drag in the way he operates ever, and it shows up in the way he plays. I'm just proud of him. I love everything about him, and you know, I think he's establishing himself as one of the top linebackers in football, for sure. You know, and that's kind of exciting.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right.